8:34 the time, 26 minutes shy of 9 o'clock, and we've got a note from the mayor's office. If you're going to put the mayor on hold, you got to have great music on your hold button. We welcome Mayor Bob Whalen stepping in this morning. Welcome, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
Good, Ed. Thanks for leading me in with a little Bob Dylan. That was great.
That was some good stuff, you know, and I've made the comment before that although his voice might not be for everyone, his music sure is, man, and that's a great song, Subterranean Homesick Blues. Glad you enjoyed it, sir. How's your week been?
Good so far. You know, we're rounding into some great weather here, and, you know, it's going to be a warm weekend, obviously, but... Yeah. You know, that's great. That's part of why we're here.
That's why we exist here, exactly. Some important stuff happened the other night as the city council got together and selected Sheree Dupuy as our new city manager. Will she be the acting city manager moving forward? She'll take over all duties of city manager even from this point on?
No, I don't think so. John's the city manager until June 12. I mean, Sheree's doing a lot of... obviously, a lot of work in connection with key items that we're going to deal with between now and then, the budget and so on. But John will be on the job till June 12, and then it'll be a passing of the torch.
Okay, all right. And you still have yet to structure her contract. I'm curious about how the contract is. Is it a standard contract structure or completely unique to John Petig's current contract? How do you structure a contract for a city manager?
Well, the city attorney is working on that, so I haven't actually seen it. But I imagine he will, you know, start with something like John's contract, which is, I think, fairly standard, and go from there. But you know, we'll see. I guess later today when the agenda comes out. So I know he's working on it, and you know, we'll everybody gets a look at it this afternoon, and then we'll have a discussion about it Tuesday night.
Okay. Speaking of John Petig, I can't imagine in June after he retires, he's way too young to just regular retire and go play golf all day or, you know, whatever. If he shows up to a meeting with a fishing rod, I think we've got problems here. But I can't imagine that he would just stop and do nothing. What do you see for his future? Would you see him running for office in some way? Could you see him as a supervisor for the county or something like that?
No, I don't see John running for office. I think, you know, he's a very talented guy, understands municipal government. I could see him doing some kind of consulting, you know, role along those lines. Maybe serving here or there as an interim city manager. You know, that sometimes happens when people are, you know, cities are in between. But no, I can't imagine John running for office. That we can ask him, but I think that would be down.
Also, you know, if your city manager doesn't own a camper, you know he intends to work pretty soon. So yeah, that's true. we touched a little bit last week on the Leave No Trace program, and for those listeners that aren't sure of what it is, what is the Leave No Trace program, and how long is the city's partnership?
Yeah, well, I think we're starting. Visit Laguna brought them in, and then, you know, the city's coordinating with Visit Laguna. Visit Laguna's paying for it. Initially, it's a one-year, kind of pilot effort. Let's see how it goes. You know, and Leave No Trace, which is, you know, a national kind of branding approach on their nonprofit, is... you know, you come somewhere, you come to visit, you leave no trace when you leave. So you come in, enjoy, and leave, and nobody knows you were there because you didn't leave behind trash. You didn't, you know, you didn't cause a ruckus in town.
Right.
You come and enjoy, and then leave. It's obviously, you know, a great concept. And I got to give a little bit of a shout out here to our Environmental Sustainability Committee, because they have been working on, you know, similar efforts, and they've got some great ideas. And I think that, you know, they'll be able to augment this program, you know, in a way that is beneficial for our city. I mean, they're looking at all kinds of things in terms of, you know, we've got, you know, the plastic straw thing coming through, but they've got lots of recommendations that I think are going to be coming out. Ways to just be more environmentally friendly here in town. You know, when you've got the crush of 6 million visitors, right, they leave a big footprint, right? If you don't, you know, figure out ways to get them to help us, you know, preserve our trails, keep our beaches clean, all that.
Will this include citing people for littering?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. As you know, we took up the fines on littering. We are hiring and we're retraining our beach patrol. They will actually be going to the chief kind of calls it a mini police academy, sort of the short course. But they will be trained up, and he's going to start calling them neighborhood specialists, I think, rather than just kind of connoting them as beach patrol. And they'll have more citation authority, both, you know, on the beach, around town, up on the trails. So, yes.
Okay. And this coming Tuesday, another meeting. And what do you have to look forward to this Tuesday night?
Well, I think the big item really is the contract approval for Charay. It's not a long agenda. We're really gearing up for our budget workshop on May 18th. You know, which I'm anxious to see. You know, how we've recovered this spring with our hotel bed tax revenues and our sales tax revenues. And you know, this is an important look for us to figure out what's the year ahead going to look like, and what are we going to be able to accomplish. I think there's going to be a pretty good focus on in the budget on a parking strategy, you know, a long-term parking strategy to add some parking capacity throughout town, not just downtown, throughout town. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Right. And as far as hotel bed tax, are we projecting great numbers for the summer?
Yeah, I think, I think we're going to have pretty good numbers for the first quarter. That was, I think, just it's due the end of this month. I mean, like it's due tomorrow, right? So we'll see what those look like. And everything I'm hearing is that, you know, it's and with the CDC recommendations now about, you know, vaccinated people and how they can travel safely, we're going to have a very busy summer, I think, in terms of our hotels, our beaches, our downtown, our art festivals. I think it's going to be busy.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to the summer and looking forward to the fall. Hopefully we remain really cool, move into the yellow, and then eventually out of the yellow. Mayor Whalen, as always, we thank you for stepping in on a Thursday morning. And I brought you in with great music. How about I let you roll out of here with great music?
Please.
All right.
That'd be great.
You got it. Thank you again, Mayor Bob Whalen. It's the Mornings with Ed show. 8:42 the time. Doors.